Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. 9:24:25, 11 and a half minutes past the hour here, and we're having a good time on this rainy Wednesday morning here in Marion. I do want to remind you, tomorrow, Thursday, September 25th, the Now with Scott Spears, this program edition, will be sponsored by the Industrial Channel. It will feature Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections. It will be a full 2 hours. And you are invited, Frank will be on for the full 2 hours, and you're invited to call in the second hour with questions for Frank about workforce development and business development. That's tomorrow, 8:15 until 10 a.m., so be thinking of your questions. Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections will be the guest, and the Industrial Channel is the sponsor of that program, and we thank them for doing that. All right. Our phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we're doing a little password here this morning. If you're just tuning in, I have a word in my mind, and I've given you a one-word clue. And you have to come up with, from that one-word clue, what the word in my mind is, essentially the password. And the word this hour is scope. S-C-O-P-E, scope. So, I'm asking, what is the word that's in my head? With that being the one-word clue. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we had a lot of good guesses in hour number one, so we'll see if anybody can come up with anything here. And by the way, we have been talking about the return of Jimmy Kimmel last night, which was a big media event. Although, apparently, you could not watch it in this area because of the Sinclair blockout of Jimmy Kimmel's programming. Who knows what's going on there? We'll see how that all shakes out in the end. And we've been talking about Monday night city council meeting, so there's that as well. If you want to talk about that. That's still on the table and fair game. Or if there's anything else on your mind, please break in and feel free to share your opinion on anything that's on your mind. But the password, I always want to say the password is, but that's not right. The clue is scope. S-C-O-P-E, scope. So based on that one word clue, what word is in my head? That's really where we are right now. Scope. Does anybody know what the password is? 740-383-9944. See, I said it right that time. Now, we've had some people guessing out there this morning. We've had Lee guessing. We've had Brinley guessing. We've had Santino guessing. We've had Naomi guessing. We've had Ted and Carol guessing. But Trish is out there guessing. But we do not have the word yet. Does anybody know what the word is? Now, it is a bit of a lackadaisical morning. You know, it's a rainy morning out there. It's kind of dark. People got up in the dark this morning. People had to turn their headlights on as they were out there driving. You know, it's raining. But we needed the rain, so, you know, we'll all be happy with that. 15 minutes past the hour. Can anybody guess what word I am thinking of? And also, you know, I did not write this word down. So it'll be a good show if I don't forget what the word is. But right now, I still remember what the word is. But the clue word is scope. S-C-O-P-E. You know, we'll really be lucky if I make it through this without giving you the actual password. But the guess word is scope. S-C-O-P-E. Does anybody know what word I'm thinking of? And again, this is just a test. So we don't have to do straight questions for trivia, and we don't have to do Family Feud, because we do have some nice prizes, some food items, some physical items that we would like to give away as time goes along. And we might try that on Friday morning this week if we can get something working. But I'll tell you, this one seems to be very difficult. Maybe everybody's guessed. I think Ryan also gave us a guess in hour number one. Don't want to forget Ryan out there. So here we are. The clue word is scope. S-C-O-P-E. What is the password? You know, somewhere Alan Ludden and Betty White are proud that we're playing Password. 740-383-9944. What's the word? Boy, you know, maybe we've shot it here on this one. Maybe I'm trying to think of another clue word that wouldn't totally give it away. There's one word that would completely give it away, I think, after scope. Gosh, what would it be? Okay, let's try this. Okay, the second clue word this morning after scope is mouth. Mouth. M-O-U-T-H. So, if the two clue words are scope and mouth, what might the password be? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? All right. Well, maybe that tipped somebody off here this morning and got them thinking. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. Actually, when Betty White and Alan Ludden played it, is you had like five words, and you had to win the first word. If you won that, you could take a guess of what the main word was. And then when you, if you won the second word, then you got to go on and guess again what the main word was. You understand?
So now take me through it. So let's say the password, give me a password. Like, let's say the password is ball. Okay, so what would happen?
Ball, you mean?
Ball, B-A-L-L.
Let's say it's bone, you know, and you say guesses, you know, to what that password is. If you win bone, then you get to guess for the main password. See what I'm saying?
Oh, so it was, you know, it was a clue to the main password.
Right. All five of those are clues to the main password.
Okay.
But you have to win each five words to have a guess. And on the last question, you know, the last password, if you can guess, but if you don't know it, then your partner can guess. But that's only on the last word.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then so, it goes over to the other side if those two guesses wasn't right.
So now I've added a word here. So if I've got scope and mouth, what do you think it would be?
Boy. Yeah, when you said that, I can't hardly, you know, think of anything like that. But
you know, there's one word that I know would give this away, and I'll throw it out there if nobody can get this in the next 10 minutes or so. But, you know, it's an interesting word, I'll say that.
You picked a hard one there.
I did. Scope and mouth. We'll keep thinking.
Okay.
All right. The two guess words so far are scope and mouth. So you have to guess what the password is. 740-383-9944. And I think this will be fun. You know, it's just one word answers here. So it's not very, hopefully not very difficult on the whole. And again, if you have anything you want to say about Jimmy Kimmel's return last night or anything going on with the city council, we'd be glad to hear that. Go ahead, caller.
Bad breath.
Not well, I think that's two words, isn't it?
Well, halitosis.
Halitosis. It's not halitosis. Are you still in Key West?
No, back in Columbus.
You sent me a picture yesterday. I'm so glad you called in. Now, it's pumpkin spice cheesecake on a stick?
On a stick.
Now, see, here's what I don't understand to begin with. Okay, I understand that pumpkin spice is taking over the world, and I guess maybe they've taken over the cheesecake industry. But why is cheesecake on a stick to begin with?
Well, make it easier to eat while you're driving.
You know, I've had cheesecake over the years, and I don't know on a stick if that's going to make it any easier.
Well, it might be extra thick, you know, cheesecake. I don't know. See, I didn't buy one, so I can't give a first-hand account as to how it's going to go down.
You know, I prefer the more fluffy cheesecake, the lighter cheesecake.
Yes. It's got to just melt in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff that tastes like rubber.
Well, maybe that'll be a clue here coming up here then or something for the password go around.
So do you like the password?
I just started listening here shortly, so it has its possibilities.
You know, I'm hoping that somebody will send this show to the FCC because I think old Brendan Carr there at the FCC would be amazed that we can go from Jimmy Kimmel to Marion City Council to password.
But the trick with all the really great password players is that they would have a special annotation when they said the word, you know, like go or something that's kind of
different. They did the facial expressions too.
Right, which I guess you can't do on the radio.
No, can't do that. Hey, by the way, though, Naomi out here says, I was in Michigan last weekend, and pumpkin spice fudge was everywhere. Now, does that even remotely sound good?
Well, I'm not a big fudge fan, so pumpkin spice would be at the bottom of the list there.
Well, I like, you know, God bless her, Phyllis Shirk, every year gives me the greatest peanut butter fudge in the world. But, and I'm not a big fudge person, but because she's good. Anything Phyllis cooks, I'll eat. But I can't imagine pumpkin spice fudge.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine pumpkin spice cheesecake on a stick either.
Yeah.
Well, keep thinking. It's not halitosis.
So the answer is a single word.
Single word, and somehow scope and mouth will lead you to that word.
Tongue?
Not tongue, but that's a good guess.
All right. Keep
thinking.
I'll keep listening.
All right. Keep thinking. Keep guessing. We've had a lot of guesses here this morning from a lot of different people. But the two words are scope and mouth. So what is the password? 740-383-9944. Well, I'll tell you. Pumpkin spice fudge and pumpkin spice cheesecake on a stick. I don't know. Cheesecake on a stick and fudge, pumpkin spice? Well, if you like it, go for it. Go ahead, caller.
Well, maybe I'll try again. Would it be like mouthwash or not? Is that a no?
Not mouthwash, no.
Would it be a loud mouth or something like that? Am I still on the track or am I off the track?
Well, the word cannot be part of the answer. So mouth cannot be in the answer.
So loud.
Not loud, but it's a good guess.
That would be in the answer, though, wouldn't it?
No. Loud is okay, because the two guesses are scope and mouth. You just can't put mouth in the answer.
Okay. And, you know, you can have a sentence like saying, I can see the scope of things, and that the mean about the same way as the meaning, right?
Right.
But it's not that.
No, it's got to be one word. The word that is hidden is one word.
Why don't you give us that, and then we'll get kind of a better example, and we'll go on to another one.
I tell you what, if I don't get it in the next 3 minutes, I'll give you the word that'll give this away. There is a word that will give this away. So if I don't get it in the next 3 minutes, I'll give you the word, and you'll get what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just tickled to death to find out what that prize is. You got them going clear back into the 1900s when it first started, the 1900s.
Hey, I, I'll tell you, in the last 2 weeks, we have got 1, 2, 3, 4 sets, well, five sets of really good prizes. So Friday morning, you know, I can feed you.
You also have been teasing us with prizes since 2001, haven't you?
I know, just about. The food is getting really moldy that I'm keeping around here since 2001.
We went through that stage of stuff. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, the two words here, trying to get to our password, are scope and mouth. Now remember, and I know it's been a while since anybody's played password, the word that I'm thinking of has to be one word, and none of these words can be part of it. That's part of the guess here. Go ahead, caller.
Gargle.
You got it! Gargle! How did you get that?
It just came to me.
You know, do you know what the word, the hint, that I thought if I gave it, it would give it away?
What was that?
Throat.
Throat?
After scope, I thought if I go scope, throat, they'll get gargle.
Yep.
But
yeah, that was my prize, like a 10-day pass to the Ohio State Fair.
Well, it's a trip to Key West with a cheesecake on a stick pumpkin spice.
Whoa, I'm there.
You're there. Maybe some pumpkin spice fudge if you're lucky.
All right,
there you go. Thanks.
Carry on.
There. So, Ted, that's how it was gargle. I thought if I said the word throat, that would give it away. But that's how it's played. So, gargle was the word. Scope was a clue because obviously it's mouthwash. And mouth because obviously you gargle inside your mouth. Now, I thought if I gave throat, that would give it away. Throat and scope would have gotten to gargle. That's how the game goes. Okay, so now that we've done that, let's move on to another word here since we're having some fun with this morning. And God knows we've got to have fun from time to time. Okay, let's see here. Our next password, I can't tell you the password, the next clue. Let me see here. Okay, let's see. Sour is the guess, the clue. Sour. So what is the password? Sour. S-O-U-R. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Sour is the word. What is the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Twyla.
Oh, jeez. Well, I like how you married password and current events.
See? I was going to say on scope, until Bob got it, I was going to say audit. Because you have the scope of an audit.
You do. Now, did you? I'm giving Bob's. Would you have ever thought of gargle?
Well, if you'd have said throat, yeah, I'd have been dead giveaway. So, but no, I would not have thought of gargle. So Bob's thinking outside the box.
But by the way, you know, just so we can keep these two I think our audience is smart enough to keep two thoughts in their own head. Now that you've had a day to
we're way smarter than that. But yes, all of us.
Oh, I agree. But so now that you've had a day to ruminate on what happened Monday night, how do you feel about what happened? Because I heard a lot of feedback about that yesterday, to be honest with you. A lot of people commented on how you could even hear Twyla's voice as I'm interviewing Tommy as she's going out the door. So what do you think?
I took some time to reflect on the fact that there was a child in the room. And that if that child had witnessed those things, like one student speaking to another student at school, that they would have... We teach our children not to bully, I guess is the long story short is what I'm trying to spit out. And a child came to was at a government meeting and watched adults bully other adults. Now, we don't want it going on in our schools, but we're willing to set it as a live example on live stream television for the entire city to see. Now, I know I'm prone to blurting things out in the middle of city council because, like I said, sometimes the stupidity is overwhelming and I can't keep my emotions inside. But it should not take a member of the audience to stand up and say, stop allowing this bullying to go on. And had that gone on in the workplace, she would have been terminated from her job for acting like that.
Well, we'll see if that's brought up next week. I mean, it is committee meetings. Maybe there needs to be some legislation on this.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and I'll be brief because I know we're playing a game, but I don't understand why. I put this on Facebook. You know, we get gaveled for whispering or giggling or, you know, my blurts or whatever. We get gaveled and told that we're going to be removed. Then those people sitting up there, they need to set the example for the people sitting out in the audience, because we're not getting paid to be there. We're not getting paid to govern our city, and it shouldn't take one adult standing up for another adult for bullying not to happen in our city government. But that's the way it's been ran for the past 2 years, and sadly I have a feeling that's the way it's going to be ran for the next 2 years.
Just a part on this subject, I believe that Mary, I don't know if it would take a prompting, but I do believe that she would apologize to Tommy Reese in a public meeting. I really do believe she would.
Hasn't the damage already been done?
Well, right, but I mean, we can't unding the bell. There's no way we can unding the bell, but I think we can try to do better, and just like Jimmy Kimmel did last night.
Agreed. Will she admonish Twyla for her behavior?
Well, I think Tommy
does deserve an apology, but Twyla also deserves an admonishment.
Well, I think by Mary saying, "Tommy, I'm sorry I did not gavel sooner. I owe you an apology," I think that is sort of an admonishment toward Twyla, because we know who she's talking about.
She didn't say it in the meeting.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, will she? Because I know she.
Mary should say, as far as the behavior that happened last meeting, going forward, it's not going to be tolerated from anyone.
And I apologize to you, Mr. Reese.
Yes, and Ms. Lang, if you should go, because that's not the first time she's gone on one of those tirades. She's yelled at me. I've got it on recording. I mean, it was just mentioned not 2 weeks ago amongst lawyers. So I've got her going on a tirade on me. She's gone on tirades on multiple people, you know, and she's said crappy comments to multiple people, and she has been allowed to do it for 2 years. Now, when they try to throw me out over saying something, you can bet your sweet bippy that there will be another lawsuit, and I will point to the behavior of city council as my example of them not enforcing their own rules. So don't single me out and try to enforce your rules on me.
And we'll see what happens.
And so it goes.
Thank you. All right. And like I said, I think we can keep the conversation with current events, because I know people like that, in context with our conversation here in regard to our game of password. But right now, our guess word is sour. Sour. So what is the password? That's the question. 740-383-9944. The guess word is sour. What is the password? 740-383-9944. And as I said, if we get a good response, which so far this morning it hasn't been bad, if we get a good response going, we do have some good prizes that we can start to give away on Friday morning. We'll be here 5 hours Friday morning, so it'd be a good morning to do it. But the password, or the guess word, I'm going to have to get trained saying that right. The guess word is sour. So what is the password here if the guess word is sour? S-O-U-R. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The guess word is sour. Now, I didn't think this one would be that hard. I thought this one would actually be easier than gargle. Would be easier than the last one. Maybe this one's more difficult. I don't know. The word, the guess here, the hint, the clue word is sour. S-O-U-R. So what word am I trying to get with the word sour? S-O-U-R. Any of you great game players, you competitive people out there this morning, does anybody know what the word I'm thinking of is. I'll tell you, this one's went into the tank more than Scope did. Okay, we're talking about sour here. Sour. Sour. Let's see if we have it. Go ahead, caller.
Patch.
Not patch. That's a good guess, though.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Not patch. Not patch. Sour. Sour. That's the word. 740-383-9944. Getting a guess from Naomi here online. Lemon. Not lemon. Not lemon. Lemon's not the word. Sour. Does anybody know what the word is? 740-383-9944. Sour. Go ahead, caller.
Grapes.
No, not grapes. Good guess, though. Not... Oh, that's a good one. For all the years that we ran the clip of Phyllis Schlafly saying sour grapes, that's a good one, Adam. That was a good guess. Sour. The clue word here is sour. So what word am I trying to think of? It's not lemon. It's not grapes. Somebody out here, sweet. It's not sweet. Another person listening out there this morning, sweet. Not sweet. Go ahead, caller.
I'll try again. Taste.
Not taste, but that's a good guess.
Oh, are we on the right track going that direction now?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not taste. Not taste. Not sweet. Not lemon. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Not grapes, which was a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about jawbreakers?
Not jawbreakers. Good guess. Not jawbreakers. And, what was the word? We had another guess earlier. I don't, it's off the, it's gone. You know, I just poop right out of my head. The guess word here is sour. Sour. What is the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Whiskey.
Not whiskey. That's a good one. Not whiskey. Sour is where we are. Sour. The clue is sour. Now, see, on the old password game, they would give you more clues, but because we're doing this on a radio program, it's kind of difficult to give a lot of clues because we would get the answer very quickly. Because you've got to get guesses in between there. So that's how, this is the radio version of password. Sour. Go ahead, caller.
Kraut.
Oh, that's a good one. Not kraut, but that's a good guess.
That's been in our family ever since we started having gardens. The cabbage and made sour kraut.
And
did you ever make it, Scott?
I've never made it out of a garden, but I've had it. I like it.
But you never made it to getting the cabbage and then cutting it and then slicing it down and then letting it ferment. And you never done that with your family or anything?
You know, I think my family has made it that way, but I've never personally done that.
You put it in a crock, maybe any size crock you want, amount you want, and then you put a wooden circle board, wood on top of it, and then... they had a rock you could put on top of it and that just push it down and let it ferment, and you'd add salt. When you made it, you add the cabbage, and then you'd salt, and then cabbage. It's good stuff.
People put a little brown sugar in it, don't they?
Well, you probably could. And it'll keep you moving.
It is a probiotic, that's for sure.
There you go.
Thank you. That's a good one, though. Sauerkraut, I never thought of that. But that it's not the word. But that was a good guess. So we're getting how we're playing this morning. We're coming together here. The clue word is sour. What is the word here? The password. And again, like I said, if we get this working correctly by Friday morning, maybe we'll add a prize to the whole spiel here. But this seems to be going well. It's something you can't Google. And I don't think it takes quite as long as Family Feud. And anybody can play. It's not hard to guess a word. It's got to be one word, and sour cannot be part of the word. That's how it all goes. So the clue word is sour. What is the password? 740-383-9944. Well, what a radio innovation this morning. I like it. I'm up for anything different. Also, if you have a thought on City Council or Jimmy Kimmel returning last night, those were the other two topics we've broached this morning. So feel free to call in regard to those. But so far, the guess word is sour. S-O-U-R. Who has got the password? The word that I'm thinking of. Sour. I really did think this would be easier than gargle. But you never know. Sour. Trying to think of another word, again, that would not give this away completely. There's one that I'm sure would give it away completely. Let's see. I don't know. I'm going to stick with sour right now and see what we come up with. Sour. S-O-U-R. Does anybody know what the password is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Sour. Sour is pretty close to the word. As a guess. I mean, it really is not far away. Okay, here's a word. Maybe this will give it away. I don't know. Taste. Sour taste. T-A-S-T-E. Okay, those are your two clues right now. Sour and taste. What is the word? The password. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I just heard the last part. You said something about taste, Scott.
Yes.
But I was just going to say, the answer, could you just give quickly if it's like a four-letter word, five-letter word, six, or whatever it is, might be the answer?
Yeah, it's a four-letter word.
Four-letter word in the answer.
Four-letter word. All right. Sour and... What did I say? Taste? Sour and taste. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. So I don't think we could give the letters on. I think Betty White and Alan Ludden would have shut me down there. Go ahead, caller.
Tart.
Tart. So now did the letters give it away?
Yes, I was going to say bitter. You could have said pop, tart.
Well, the one I thought would for sure give it away, the word... I thought was sweet tart. I thought people would have gotten that with sour.
I think Hostess Pop Tarts.
So if I said sweet, you would have thought Pop Tart?
Don't you love Pop Tarts?
They're okay.
They're fattening, but they sure taste good.
What's your favorite flavor of Pop Tart?
Chocolate, I think.
You know, I've seen that they've come up recently with pumpkin pie Pop Tarts. I wonder if that's seasonal.
If I ate those, I'd start looking like Dank DeMoss pretty soon. So,
well, there you go. She's a star.
I don't like to feature Dank DeMoss or interview her, but I'd look like her if I were to have too many of those Pop-Tarts.
No, but
they're very addictive.
You know what's interesting about that? No, I would have, but isn't it interesting how that story just went away? I thought that was just a publicity stunt.
Yeah, well, most of the stuff is.
Well, I don't know about that, but that certainly was.
Most of these, I mean, they're just stunts. They're publicity stunts. And they get people to find out about somebody, and it's like, well, now she's faded off into the sunset, into the big pizzeria in the sky, I guess.
I guess she has, until she appears again.
Big pizzeria out there, and maybe she got a regular job. maybe she's a taste tester or something.
She's a rapper, isn't she?
Well, she claims to be, but... I wouldn't call that music.
Well, as long as she gets a buck for it, I guess.
As long as people buy it, yeah.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, I don't think I'm going to be giving away the word, how many letters, because obviously that gave away tart quickly. So, we'll try that. We got about 15 minutes left here. Now, again, if anybody else wants to bring up any subject, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, I guess we'll have to do away with the letter count. Because, really, we don't want to get to the answer. That's the idea. We want people working in their brain, because obviously we got to gargle. It took a minute, but we got there, and that's kind of the idea. Okay, so let me think of another word here. I didn't think we'd get this far. Let me think of another word, and then we can continue on with the game here. Let me see here. All right, go ahead, caller.
I hate to pull away when there's a fork in the road and go on the wrong fork, but could you give myself and maybe others kind of a clue as what the speaker is going to speak out the first part of the show tomorrow, which would be the whole entire show, and you won't be speaking to him at all?
No, no, I'll be talking to him.
Questions, you'll be asking him questions also?
Yeah, the first hour will be about kind of how to develop workforce, how to develop business in a town, and keep it here. And then the second hour, if some caller wants to ask a question about what we've said or those topics in general, we'll have the phone lines open.
Uh-huh. And how long has this fellow been around in Marion or in Ohio, or where does he come from?
I think he comes from Upper, but he's done a lot here in Marion. He works for the Industrial Channel, and the last time he was on, he spent some time. I believe he spent some time out at the college. So.
I knew some Gibsons, but I just wondered if if he's been local and stuff, so that's okay. Thanks, Scott.
Yep, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, okay. Okay, I've got my password here. Morning. The clue word is morning. M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning. Not like mourning a death, but morning. Like the time this show's on. Morning. So what is the password? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And obviously this can go a lot of different ways, and the idea is if you listen to what other people are saying, you can kind of narrow it down to what it is not. But the clue word here is morning. Morning. Go ahead, caller.
That's E.S. Pears. That's not the answer. I just haven't said that yet today.
I don't mind.
My guess is sunrise.
Not sunrise, but a good guess.
Okay, bye-bye.
Not sunrise, but not a bad guess. So the clue word here is morning. Like the day part. Morning. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the password is? Morning. What would it be? All right, go ahead.
Nothing. I'll be partaking of soon. Coffee.
Not coffee, but a good guess. Not coffee, but not a bad guess. So we're talking about morning. Morning. What's the word? Go ahead, caller.
I've got two guesses.
Okay.
Coffee.
Not coffee.
And Diet Coke is one word.
I don't know that it is, but no, it certainly is in the morning. Not Diet Coke, but a good guess.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Not Diet Coke and not coffee, but we're talking about morning. Morning is the clue word here. So what is the password? 740-383-9944. Morning. Is the word, the clue. Does anybody know what the password is? And again, this seems to be going rather well. So, Friday, maybe we'll put a prize with this. Well, we'll try to amp it up a little more difficult. Go ahead, caller.
How about do?
Not do. That's a good one. Not do, But there is some morning dew out there from time to time. I don't know if there was any morning dew out there this morning. A lot of rain out there this morning. Morning is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott Spears could be the answer because you are on in the morning.
That's true.
So ironically, that could be, but that's, you said one word, right?
One word.
I'll say glory.
Not glory. Good word. Not glory. Morning is the guess word. Morning is the guess word of where we are here. Go ahead, caller.
It could be morning glory or morning in sorrow.
Not either one, but good guesses.
Okay.
Not morning glory, not morning in sorrow. But the password, the clue word for the password is morning. Morning, like day part. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Morning is where we are here. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say dew, but how about roosters?
Not rooster, but that's a good one.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Not rooster, but that's not a bad guess at all. Certainly not a bad guess. Morning is the word we're at here. Go ahead, caller.
This is a radio term, Scott. Drive, like the morning drive.
Morning drive. You're right. Not morning drive, but a good guess.
How about good? That's kind of a lame answer, but
what is it?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Morning. Oh, not good morning. Not good.
Well, that wasn't a very good answer, was it?
Well, I like morning drive better.
Yeah, that's a radio word.
That is a radio word.
Okay. Well, I think drive and put Scott Spears together as one word would be the best answers, but they're not right, so.
Thanks, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Morning drive, certainly not a bad guess. That's a unique one. I like that. Morning is our guess word here this morning. Morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about breakfast?
Not breakfast. Good guess.
Good to have Adam back on. He hasn't called in.
Bro. Yeah, it's good to hear from Adam, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Adam, keeping our website up and running and our archives, which I know people partake in. We're always appreciative of that. Morning is the clue word here this morning. Oh, this morning. See, I used it twice in a sentence there. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
I got it, Scott. This one is actually related to the scope answer.
All right.
Morning breath.
That's a good one, too. Not morning breath, though.
That's cute because it's related to the first one.
It was. You know, if I'd had a card here, it would have been on there.
And, like, if your breath is tart, you take scope, you gargle with scope. So they all kind of go together.
Bring them all together in the end.
Leave it to me to think of something silly like that.
That's good, though. That's an Alan Ludden thing, you know. You put them all together as clues there.
Yeah, he was quite cerebral, both of them.
They certainly were. Thanks. All right, morning is the clue word here. Does anybody have what the password might be? About 6 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-383-9944. Morning is the clue word here. Go ahead, caller.
How about good?
Not good. Good guess, though.
Like, good morning, Judge.
That's a good morning. I don't know if I want to say that to the judge, but maybe somebody else.
Well, they kind of put a little smile to your face, yeah.
Yep,
good
they
morning,
do.
Judge.
Good has been guessed. Not good. Morning, although, is the clue word here. What is the password? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Dawn.
Dawn. Not dawn, but a good guess. Not dawn, but not a bad guess at all. Morning, with about 5 minutes left to go here. What is the password? Morning. M-O-R-I-N-I-N-G. Now I have to spell these things. Morning. What is the password? That is the clue word. Does anybody know? Well, they've been some good passwords this morning. They're certainly not given away easily. That's a plus. Morning. Don't forget Frank Gibson on with me tomorrow, brought to you by the Industrial Channel, 8:15 to 10 a.m. Go ahead, caller.
typical of you, Scott, you kind of played dumb or indifferent on those radio answers, but I'll say morning show, another radio term.
And not morning show, but that's a good guess.
So this, it's not a radio term at all, not morning show, morning drive.
No, it's not a radio term.
Okay, well, leave it to me, though, to think of one. See you later.
See ya. No, not a radio term. Morning, though, is the guesswork here. Morning. What is the word? Go ahead, caller.
Alarm.
That's a good one. Not it, though. Good guess. Not alarm. Morning is the guesswork here. What's the answer? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you don't have to give us all the letters in the answer. How about just the first letter of the answer? Okay?
All right. Let's see here. Well, I'm trying to think if the... You know... Hold on. We got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Lame answer number two, shower.
Not shower. Good guess, though. Not shower. We're down to about 3 minutes here. I'll give you the letter if we don't have it by the final minute. All right, but keep guessing. Somebody could get this. It's not terribly difficult. Well, who am I to say what the difficulty level is? I know the word. Morning. Morning is the guess word. What is the word? 740-383-9944. It's going well, so maybe we'll do this for prizes on Friday morning. In the midst of our regular program, talking about all manner of other things going on in the world. Got about 2.5 here. Go ahead, caller.
I got it, Scott. Breakfast.
Not breakfast. Good guess.
That was a good guess. Nobody said that yet either.
No, it was good.
Okay.
No breakfast on the list here today. What? We're down to about, 2 minute warning here momentarily. Morning is the guess word. What is the main word? 740-383-9944. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Well, some of your answers are hog wild, but how about yawn?
Not yawn. That's close, though.
Yeah, okay.
Not yawn. But that's not too bad. Yawn, not the answer here this morning. Morning is the clue word. What is the password? Morning. This might be easier than Family Feud, to be honest with you. Easier to play. Go ahead, caller.
Alarm.
Not alarm. Alarm does not make the list here today. Morning, and we're about to hit the final minute here, so I'll tell you the letter here probably after maybe this phone call. We shall see. All right, go ahead, caller.
Stretch or pee?
No, but we all have to do that in the morning, don't we? You got to let it go sometime.
Bye,
thank
Scott.
You. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, from Kevin out there this morning, I don't like the idea of giving how many letters or what the first letter is. I understand that. Okay, well, you know, but we'll do it this once because we've got a minute left. The first letter is C. The letter C. And remember, it's morning. Now we've got about 45 seconds left. Is anybody going to slip in with it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. C is the word. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I wasn't going to say this, Scott, because you think I'm obsessed with this answer, but I'll go with cigarette.
No, not cigarette. I know you, that's your thing.
It starts with a C, though.
Every time we play, no matter what game, that's an answer from Adam.
I just laughed when I heard that. Okay.
Have you had your morning one yet? I mean, maybe you start the day off with one. I don't know. Oh, Adam disappeared there. All right, one more guess. C is the first word. 740-383-9944. Has to do with morning. Well, we'll take one more answer here. We're running out of time. 740-383-9944. And Kevin, I appreciate the feedback out there this morning. We appreciate feedback from everybody. We're a nice little game show that way. And again, we'll play on Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Cough.
No, not cough. Good guess, though. Oh, come on. Somebody get it for me. Not cough. 740-383-9944. Has to do with morning. Not cough. What could it be? Begins with a C. C is in cough, but it's not cough. Okay, what could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Coffee. I know somebody's already said that.
No, not coffee. Not coffee. Not coffee. Well, maybe giving the first letter here didn't give the whole thing away. Begins with the letter C. What is it? Morning. Morning. C. 740-383-9944. Who's going to slip in with it? Go ahead, caller.
Somebody said rooster. How about cock-a-doodle-doo?
That's not cock-a-doodle-doo. Thank you. Not cock-a-doodle-doo. Begins with a C. Well, maybe C had no C, certainly not giving this away. We're not seeing the answer. That's for sure here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo.
No cock-a-doodle-doo. Good guess. Well, that's two people who I think just wanted to go cock-a-doodle-doo here this morning. C. C. Morning. C. Word begins with a C. 740-383-9944. Who's got it? Maybe nobody's got it. I don't know. Tomorrow morning, don't forget, we'll be joined by Frank Gibson from Manufacturing Career Connections, sponsored by the Industrial Channel. And then Friday, well, maybe we'll go in with this and we'll throw a prize on top. Does anybody know what it is? C? Morning? I don't know. Think about it. Think about it. Maybe somebody will come on tomorrow morning and tell me what the answer was. All right, for this day, keep thinking about it. The clue word is morning, and the answer begins with the letter C. C. Okay, we'll take this call, and maybe that will have it right before we wrap up here this morning. Okay, go ahead. Oh, maybe we're all done already. Okay, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
2 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 740-225-4495.